Wisconsin has to get regular permission from the federal government to run its senior care drug subsidy program, but there was some question over whether that waiver would be cut short this time around. The federal government had threatened to cancel senior care as early as the first of the year, which is when Medicare's new prescription drug benefit kicks in. Under an agreement between Governor Jim Doyle and Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt, senior care will remain intact until July of 2007. Doyle says that will eliminate some confusion.
The real frightening thing that people are facing right now, and the reason this agreement is so important and why I appreciate the work of Secretary Leavitt, is people are really not knowing what they are supposed to do between now and January 1.
Under the deal, Wisconsin residents enrolled in senior care can stay there without penalty. Even if the program ultimately folds, they'll still be able to sign up for Medicare's prescription drug benefit at no additional cost. As part of the deal, Wisconsin will work on enhancing federal Medicare benefits. Doyle's office estimates that more than 90% of the people who use Wisconsin's senior care get a better deal on their prescriptions than they would under Medicare. Doyle says the state will reapply for senior care's waiver in a couple years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.